Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Now, according to the UNSDSN's World Happiness Report in 2018, Singapore ranked the 34th happiest country in the world. That was a drop from 2017's ranking of 26th.
Well, despite being one of the richest countries in the world, where we are ranked 9th in the world, Singaporeans don't seem very happy for a country that's doing so well.
Now, Lim Kim Pong is CEO and founder of Strengths Asia. He's also the creator of the Reframe program. He has a few simple words. Be happy, be successful. I wish it were easier said than done, Kim. Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us today. Can we be both, really? Because anecdotally, it feels like it's always one or the other. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's kind of interesting to see that Singaporeans are actually way at the bottom of the happiness index. And part of the reason, I think, really is because, you know, we work really, really hard, right? And very often when you work really, really hard, you know, I think somehow, you know, you're really successful, but somehow happiness eludes you. Now, Peter Drucker famously said something really cool, right? Life one, life two. Life one, you spend a lot of time just, you know, just making a living, you know, creating that career, that finance and all that. But life number two is just not just about making a living, but it's also about making a life. And he made a really cool observation. Well, a lot of us, we are, you know, over-prepared for life number one, but we are grossly under-prepared for life number two. Mm-hmm. You know, when I see all this kind of stuff, right, I say, look, you know, we are professionals in our work life, but we are amateurs in our personal life. So if you don't get your life too straight up, right, then essentially no matter how successful you are in life number one, happiness is just going to elude you.
So who are we when we are truly in our element?
We can't use this, do this first and then become that later. We got to do it concurrently, you think?
I think, the truth is this, we are complex people and we are smart people. So we can really kind of toss up all things at one time and do it concurrently together. And so the question to Bernard, right? I mean, Bernard, right? Who are we at our, when we are in our elements? Well, three simple things. You know, find out your strength, find out your passion, and find out your role. Your strength is your best how. This is how you bring about your greatest impact. And every time when you do that, you have tremendous energy, right? Your why, sorry, your passion is your best why. That is, you know, why would you bring about your greatest impact all the time? And every time when you do that, it brings you tremendous amounts of satisfaction. And your last piece here is your role. That is your best what? What is the role that you play at your very best? Now, you may be a father, but what is your best role? You may be a DJ here, right? But what is your best role here, right? So if you take your strength, which is your best what, your passion, which is your best why, and your role, which is your best what, and you put it all together, that's your element. That sweet spot is your element, and that's truly who you are at your very best.
These are very complex questions, you know.
Yeah, I know.
We're talking about existentialism also, the existence of why I'm here on the earth and all that. So how about you give us a life hack and say if we narrow in on the professional aspects of our lives, right? How can we have sort of more good days at work versus that sluggish attitude of another day, another dime type of attitude?
Well, one of the coolest things, I mean, it's a simple question, right? Ask two simple questions. If you want to find out, you know, what are the things that will make your days really great that you can do consistently, ask yourself, you know, what were those moments that look like when you're having a best day at work? Right? When you're having a great day at work, how were you feeling? What were you doing? You know, who were you hanging out with, right? And how were you doing the things that you're doing? Now, you want to find out what you are really terrible at or you're weak in or things that kind of suck your energy out, ask yourself the reverse question. What did the worst day look like for you, right? Same question. How do you feel? What were you doing? Who were you hanging out with, right? But if you kind of understand, you know, what makes your best day and what makes your worst day, you have in your hands the power of knowledge, isn't it? You can kind of know, like, okay, now I know, you know, I need to be in the right place, in the right people, in the right rooms. You know, I kind of know what are my strengths, what are my passion, what's the best role that I play. And for those that are worst days, I can kind of figure out what are those things that triggers me every time into really craziness or just outright madness, right? So answering those two extremes of it will really give you a simple hack, you know, to your daily routines here.
Now we have to be data analysts. Gather the data, analyze it, and then figure it out, right?
And that's precisely what it is, because Jim Collins, right, the guy who wrote the book From Good to Great, he famously said this, right? Why do we throw away the empirical data of our life? Right? We spend all our life working so darn hard to make a living, and then when it comes to our personal life or our personal effectiveness, we throw all that away. No, why are we throwing all that empirical data away?
Hey, Kim Pong, tell me, why are time and relationships essential to giving us greater meaning in what we're doing?
time and relationships. Well, one of the interesting things is, you know, for relationship, I call it the anchor of intimacy, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can do everything in life, get it right, be really successful. But if you don't have the relationships around you, something happens. You know why? Because relationships, especially some of those relationships in our life, like our spouses, our families, our really close friends, and for some of you, your God, these are what I call the priceless relationships in our life. They are priceless for a simple reason. They are irreplaceable, right? If you lose them, you lose the meaning of why you exist or why you live. And very often we find meaning and purpose in our life simply because we are of value to the people that matters most to us, right? So I think that's the reason why I think relationships over time, build over time with depth and intimacy matter so much to satisfaction, to meaning and purpose in what we do.
Let's talk about the anchors of time then. We always have too little time, I suppose, one feels in the day.
Sure. Anchors of time essentially goes two ways, right? I mean, the way I look at it, it goes backwards and it goes forward, right? Now, if you go backwards, right, essentially, I mean, well, first of all, you cannot reclaim time when it's over, right?
Yeah.
But when you kind of look backwards in time, time is a teacher for you. I call it an anchor because, you know, if we pause for a moment and look at what's been happening with our lives, we would be able to pick up all those moments of significance, you know, that happens in our life. And we could ask ourselves a simple question: how do we move those moments of significance into momentums of change and transformation for us, right? That's going back in time, right? But if you go forward, time is a resource. If you know what you know today with greater clarity of who you are at your very best, you know, what would you do? Would you squander your time? Or
But you know, hindsight is always 20/20. Sure. But we also don't want to be stuck in the past and, you know, reminiscing of, oh, you know, the good old days and
absolutely.
Or, you know, rehashing mistakes that you make and feeling bad about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, looking back is not to be stuck in time, but looking back is to be educated by time. Right? I think the whole idea here is really about looking into your hands and asking yourself what's been given to me rather than what's not been given to me, what's been put into my life rather than what's been left out of my life, right? Very often we are looking all over the place except what we have, which is our life, our present, and how do we take all that to design a life that allows us for the best possible future.
Kim, let's go back a wee bit and talk about strengths and weaknesses or the how, whys, and the what earlier you were talking about. In order to better ourselves as individuals, do you think we should focus on our strengths or improve our weaknesses?
Sure. So let me ask you a first question, right?
Oh, no.
Now, yeah, I mean, so if you want to become better in something and you look at something that you're not so good in, your weaknesses, and you fix that and you become better, is that the right thing to do? What do you think?
Sounds good.
Yeah. Logically, yeah.
It's
logical,
right? Yeah, that's the right thing to do. But that's the wrong question, right? Because the right question is not, you know, is that the right thing to do? But the right question is that the best way to do it, right? If you want to build strength, do we start from what we are not good in? Or do we start, you know, from something that we potentially can be great in, right? So the whole idea is this: when you fix weaknesses, there will always be improvement, but very likely that improvement will be incremental. But if you somehow can figure out your potential for growth and development and you invest into that, oh my gosh, you know, you can actually have exponential growth in the things that you're doing. Yeah.
Lim Kim Pong is CEO and founder of Strengths Asia and creator of the Reframe program.
Okay. And tell us, Kim Pong, how does all this tie into being a better manager and more productive member of the workforce?
Absolutely, right. So, I mean, I you know, often, you know, say this, right? There's no such thing as a great team, but there's such a thing that where there are great individuals that comes together to make a team great, right?
Yeah, because there's no I in team.
Absolutely. But Michael Jordan famously said this, right? In every win, in the center, there's an I.
That's true.
About it. So the manager's role essentially is to really figure out, right, you know, what is the unique individual, you know, what are his strengths, passion, and role, and how can we create an environment to flourish those talents, those strengths, and those abilities, right? And let the person shine. And when you let them be really who they are, you can bring people together and create that amazing, amazing organization.
Here's the issue, though, Kim Pong. When it comes to daily life, I suppose, which is what we've been talking about, so much information flying at us. Now you've handed us a whole bunch of information as well.
It feels like
we don't know what we should be thinking about, what we should be concentrating on.
Yeah.
So briefly describe the Reframe program that you've come up with and how it helps a person out in this regard.
Well, the Reframe Masterclass essentially is a two-day program, and it equips and enables the individuals to go out and find and design creative solutions for their work, for their life, and for their relationships. It focused pretty much on helping, you know, people together in a community of people, right? Figure out that three aspects which I mentioned just now.
Yeah.
Their strength, which is the best how, their passion, their best why, and their role, which is the best what. And then in turn, they find their element.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, sounds easy enough.
Oh, it's easy. Trust me. Really easy, yes.
I think we're all sort of suffering from options paralysis, let's say, and then information overload. So the program also does help us focus our thoughts, give us clarity.
Yeah. Well, the program essentially gives you a couple of things, right? One, it gives you a framework, right? Mm. The clarity to kind of be able to sort out our thoughts and kind of put them into different buckets. Number two, it gives you a community of people, like-minded people who are on the same journey but different purposes, but they want to find the same thing, right? So I often find that with people, it helps you get clearer in your confusion. Yeah. And the third thing, it gives you a lot of stories. Stories inspires you. Stories teach you in ways that you can't imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So these three simple things, right? Framework, community, and stories.
Mm-hmm. So how appropriate is this change in perception or reframing for everyone? How appropriate is this change in perception or reframing for everyone?
I think it's really appropriate. I mean, the whole idea of reframing is really about, you know, getting you to just stop, you know, having all those limiting thoughts, toxic beliefs, and all that, right? Mm-hmm. And it's about, you know, really letting you know that, you know, the very best of who you are is the source of the very best of who you can be. And a lot of us don't think of it that way. We are often, you know, spending years, you know, complaining and bemoaning the fact that I don't have what you have, I don't have what you have.
Oh, no. Right? Keeping up with the Joneses.
Isn't it, right? Mm. So, but the whole idea of reframing is that, look, hey, pause, stop, right? Everything that you want, you have it. The question is, how do you develop that?
So fair to say you can do it together. You can be successful and be happy at the same time.
Absolutely.
Doesn't have to be one or the other.
Sure. Sure. I mean, what the whole thing, right? I kind of believe that happiness do not revolve around success. It's actually the other way around. I think it is success that revolves around happiness. If you kind of figure out who you are at your very best, you kind of figure out who you are when you're truly in your element, for some strange reason, you are happier than most people. Why? Mm. Because you know how to build an environment that will allow your element to thrive.
Mm.
You know the value that you bring to yourself and to people around you.
Mm-hmm.
When all that is happening, you know, the simple equation, a simple result is that there's joy, there's happiness. And when you do that, my experience tells me that success essentially just chases after you, right?
Lim Kim Pong is CEO and founder of Strengths Asia and the creator of the Reframe program. If you'd like to know more, go to the website strengthsasia.com. That's strengthsasia.com. Kim Pong, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, guys.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.